So Anthropic just changed their policy on using Claude subscriptions for third-party agents, like OpenClaw. I think this matters because a lot of people use these tools for automating tasks.
Yeah, basically Anthropic was losing money on their subscriptions because some users were consuming way more tokens than they paid for. They had to block it to prevent capacity issues.
Right. So now they're reinstating it, but with a catch. They're introducing agent SDK credits, which are basically a fixed amount of credits you can use for programmatic usage.
Exactly. And if you use them up, you can't just dip into your general subscription limits. You have to buy extra credits. It's like they're shifting the cost of inefficiency back to the user.
I see. So who uses this kind of thing? I imagine it's mostly developers or power users who want to automate tasks.
Yeah, that's right. It's mostly for people who want to build autonomous agents or workflows. OpenClaw is a popular tool for that. But it's not for casual users, I think.
Mm-hmm. And what about the market for this kind of thing? Is it growing?
I think it's still a niche market, but it's growing. More people are interested in automating tasks and building AI-powered workflows. But there's still a lot of technical friction to overcome.
Okay, so what's the adoption barrier here? Is it just a matter of people not knowing about these tools?
I think it's partly that, but also the technical complexity. Building autonomous agents requires a lot of expertise in AI and software development. It's not something you can just pick up and use without some knowledge.
Right. So what's the user story here? How do people typically use OpenClaw or similar tools?
Well, typically people use it to automate tasks that would be tedious or time-consuming for humans, like data entry or customer support. But it can also be used for more complex tasks, like building chatbots or virtual assistants.
Yeah, that makes sense. So what's the architecture like behind these tools? How do they actually work?
Okay, so OpenClaw uses a combination of natural language processing and machine learning to build autonomous agents. It's a pretty complex system, but basically it allows users to define tasks and workflows using a simple API.
I see. And what about the trade-offs? Are there any downsides to using these tools?
Yeah, there are trade-offs. One of the main ones is the cost. Using these tools can be expensive, especially if you're consuming a lot of tokens. And there's also the complexity of building and maintaining the agents.
Right. So what's a possible project for someone to build using these tools?
Well, one idea could be to build a simple chatbot for customer support. You could use OpenClaw to define the workflow, and Claude to power the chatbot. That way, you could automate some of the more tedious tasks and free up human customer support agents to focus on more complex issues.
That sounds like a great project. And what's a specific repo or framework that someone could use to get started?
Yeah, I think OpenClaw has a pretty active GitHub repo. You could start by checking that out and seeing if there are any example projects or tutorials that can help you get started.